We've been talking about sports way too long.
Sorry, y'all. Sorry, ladies. Sorry, ladies.
You're leaving.
Episode 109.
We are leaving.
Wait, once we got to 109.
Nah, it's, don't worry about it. You're leaving this now. Hey, I want to give a quick RIP to Jason David Frank, also known as the White Ranger and the Green Ranger.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Obviously, you can put on Power Rangers.
Oh, period.
People know. So, hey.
How
do I
know? I'll talk to y'all.
Absolutely. There's been a lot of deaths that's late.
Sorry. Shout out to Twitch. Hey, can I sidebar that
Ronnie,
real quick?
Honestly, before you say this.
Never mind. I'm not going to say that. It does look suspicious, but I'm leaving it at that.
Y'all got to understand, though, if niggas who deal with suicidal thoughts, bro, when niggas say shit like that, you're disrespecting his idea. If he did decide to do this, you're disrespecting his choice to want to go ahead and make that transition.
No, that's why, like, I made a whole post about it. Right?
I saw that. But I'm saying, though, like, you got to understand. Like,
if you read my post, you would have read that I'm saying. Like, I feel it.
But you're saying, like, you know, it sounds crazy. You like, maybe we got to run something back. But if bro really made that decision to do that himself, you're disrespecting the decision he made because he was tired of doing something.
So, listen, what I'm saying is, because I agree with you, but what I said was on the post, and I made it sure. I said, now, I'm not saying that he didn't do it. But I'm saying, I don't usually have, like, I'm not a person that usually goes off feelings in every instance. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a logical person. Most men are logical. We don't act off feelings. So 9 times out of 10, like, I'm like, something just don't feel right about this. And like I said, something don't feel right about this. Not saying that he didn't do it. Not taking away
that's
from
why I said,
saying that's his decision.
But we're going to leave it at that.
I'm just saying to me, and I said that, to me, it doesn't seem.
And I hear that.
It doesn't seem.
This is one of those instances where maybe it's just better to let the facts come out first.
Which I like about a lot of situations. Let me throw this in over real quick. I know that it's a popular thing for us to have to mask our feelings and shit like
correct.
That between men. Stop clowning each other for that shit because you do need people to talk to.
No, facts.
It's a real thing to slander men, open, talking to people, shit like that.
Yeah.
They don't do that.
You know, what I'm saying when
it's... Anytime, like, there's real shit that goes on in niggas' lives.
Correct.
Like that. We don't always feel at our top. They just want to be able to have that reassurance to be like, okay, I can talk to somebody. And sometimes when you don't feel like you can have somebody to talk to,
you take measures.
You know what I'm saying? There's been plenty of times where I have thought, like, yo, I have zero, like, I'm explaining shit to somebody
back in the wall.
Like, you are not understanding where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And it's, like, bro, so I don't know, because it's,
you don't open up the space for vulnerability.
Question, wait, hold on. How's your niggas' mental health right now?
You know, I mean, I get up every day swinging. I win sometimes, I lose sometimes, but you know, I tell myself as long as I keep going, as long as I keep fighting, I'll get better.
If we being transparent, like, my mental health is cool, but it could be better. It's like,
wait, niggas.
No, for real, because it's like, like, it's certain things that I'm going through mentally that can't be explained like he's saying, like, because I literally don't have the words to verbalize it, and I don't, and that's just, it is what it is,
it's
so I'm...
I'm going to say this, and I guarantee y'all can relate. We come from a place where we can't even vocalize our problems, because even if we do, who gives a fuck or who's going to fix it?
Bro, you know how many times I have tried to fucking speak to you? And I don't want to put this on parents and shit, every time it comes back, but maybe it's me. I have trauma with my parents. I know I do. And I have spoken to them. Like, my wife, she will not allow me to speak to her parents because she feels like I'm going to be crazy. But it's just because I'm honest and blunt.
Uh-huh.
I told my mother and my father, I'm like, I feel like y'all two motherfuckers do not care about me and my family for real. I feel like y'all just want to have the kids around just to look like you guys are in their lives and stuff like that. So I laid it all out because at the end of the day, you're not going to be like trying to use my kids
correct.
To be, you know what I'm saying, like this little cute thing that you do on the week. No, Yeah. You're gonna do that. Yeah. And you don't want to really watch the kids or really help us out when we need
it. When you need it, yeah.
So I laid that all out. And it's a complete 180 with them. Yeah. They watch the kids. They ask all the time.
Yeah.
And so, and that's the thing. Like,
sometimes you need to have those talks.
Right? Yeah, no, that's the problem. So the thing. Well, the thing is, because like my experience is different. Like my everybody not saying that you know you. I love my parents. That's what I'm saying. My parents are like there. You know what I'm saying? My parents is there for other people because I can't even say it's because they pastor and first lady, but it's just like they've always, like, my parents and my brothers and sisters are my best friends. Like, Ari, my dude, like, one of my best friends. I got a lot of best friends. But at the end of the day, like, I go to my family before I even go to them. Ari knows a couple things that my brothers don't know or that I told my brothers second. But it's like, that's just because that's best friend talk. Like, at the moment, I didn't feel like I could go to them at that moment. But I can literally go to my parents about anything. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is reversed. But at the same time, I made that statement because, like, I know from a realistic and a spiritual aspect that just because you feel that way, that doesn't mean that's reality. True. So I don't always go off of, that's why I said I don't go off of feelings. I go off of logistics. Well, maybe and then because of conversation, I'm like, okay, this is like, even with me and my wife said, I feel this type of way. So I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand your feelings, but this is what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have those tough conversations in order to be able to bring out what you're supposed to bring out. And it, like you said, it took a conversation. Sometimes we can't be scared to have those hard conversations. And I know a lot of people don't like conflict, or some people are just feel like, I'm too bold, I'm gonna say this. That's how I am. Like, either I'm very vulgar and I'm very bold, or I'm gonna just let it slide a couple of times until I get to that point to like, all right, nigga, this is what's finna happen. But at the same time, the conversation has to happen in order for you to be where you're supposed to be at. We can't be afraid of those tough conversations. Don't be afraid to be like, hey, look, I'm feeling this type of way. If you accept it or not, then you accept it. But at the same time, okay, let's validate. You have every right to feel the way you're supposed to. Like, you have every right to feel the way you feel because that's you. But at the end of the day, your reality is yours too. Yeah, so it's like we got to come into a common ground. And then that's why you get around people to be able to make you seem like, no, like, that's going to tell you that real conversation that you need to have. No, nigga, you're tripping, and I don't care how you feel about it, but you're tripping. And until you realize that you're tripping, I'm going to still be here for you. You could be mad at me and all of that. I see. Go ahead, bros. Sorry.
Joe, how's your mental health?
See, nigga, all right. I mean, shit, I'm here, I'm breathing. I choose to live over death, so I guess. What's good, boy?
How you feeling?
Hey, man, shout out my nigga Malik for pulling up on us. Okay. The camera not really on this nigga, but you know.
Pretty good. Glad to hear it, man. So?
He got some cutting last night. Like, hey,
with him and his 10 Spanish words, he know.
What's your boy? I'm bilingual. I have, yeah.
Because I ain't never
taken
Spanish in high school. So
me neither.
Boy, you country jail.
Georgia? Hey, I fuck with me some Georgia.
I all of them.
Man. But, oh, I'm going to throw this out there because of y'all too. So, like, as a witness, Ronnie, like, I don't know. I haven't had this conversation with Ronnie offline, but, like, he's, like, Ronnie was really there. Like, he's seen me go through the struggle growing up type shit. Like, we was really there together. But, like, I'm at a point where, like, I've kind of figured it out that I'm better off without dealing with my parents. Yep. And some people are that way and some people aren't. But also, I'm very close with my oldest sibling, and he knows her as well. And she was right there with all of us, like, growing up type shit. And me and her, we hold each other accountable. She'll tell, devil's advocate. Hey, man, if you're right or wrong, we need to think about this shit. And we talk about this shit on the regular, and we tell each other, look, okay, even outside of our parents, like, okay, but that's your reality, and this person may feel it from this way, and it may be different from yours. And it helps us understand, like, the entire situation, but it also helps validate your own feelings. Because, like, yeah, no, what you're feeling is good.
You're going to feel you. But the thing is, we need people to understand, like, perspective. Like, whatever your perspective is, that's your reality. And so you need somebody to give you, exactly. You need somebody to give you a different perspective, like, without, like, for instance, like, somebody posted that
the thing about like dudes don't never let you be in your feelings. They don't let never let you vent too long. They just get straight to fixing it.
Go vent to your girls. Don't vent to me.
No, but the thing is,
I'm not here for the vent. I'm here for the problem solving.
And it's because we all like, hey, like this, like you're stuck off of your feelings. Good, feel that way. Like you're entitled to your feelings. Again, I'm not saying that you're not entitled to your feelings, but you gotta sometimes get at your feelings in order to understand like what's really going on. If I'm an emotional person and in sports, I'm getting in myself. Like I'm getting in my feelings. Like you're gonna cause us the game. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna cause us something that's not supposed to happen. But if you know how to chuck that stuff up sometimes and be like, all right, cool, I'm feeling some type of way. But at the end of the day, I got a point. Like, we got a goal. We got a common goal to, you know, like sometimes.
When it's bigger
like,
than
like, yeah. When you understand, like, I could take an L to be better. Like, okay, I'll bite this bullet. But at the end of the day, it's for me to get better and for everybody to get better.
Lessons in the losses.
Yeah, it's always a lessons in the loss. If you taking losses as losses, then you're not mentally prepared to be. Again, my dad had this thing, and I see we finna move on, but my dad got this thing to where he told us, failure is your friend. Nobody who is successful has never experienced a failure. So if you always afraid to fail, then that means you're afraid to succeed. You will never know what to do right if you never fail. If you keep doing the same thing, and if you keep doing the same thing expecting different results, that's insanity. But if you are used to getting like, okay, this didn't work, so let me do this, that, and change this to get this result. And then you can see what actually works. Think about it.
Change your process, get a different result. Who was it?
Benjamin Franklin with the electricity?
Ben Frank.
If he never did all of them tests and never saw what messed up, he would have never knew what would get us to where
we are. Shout out to Ben Frank. He almost took Vari life early.
I'm sorry, bro. I just had to get that off.
Good, bro.
I had to get that off, bro. Good. Please, let people know we intelligent around here.
Moving on, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Did you niggas see the trailer for the Cocaine Bear?
It was crazy, bro.
Can't wait to watch it.
I didn't think it was real.
Can't wait to. I might watch it tonight.
Like I did too.
Because they had that 3D, the animated CGI. Look good, the CGI was decent.
Not yet.
Is this Cocaine Bear shit really coming?
Yes. I'm going to see that shit.
It's crazy.
I might pay for the iTunes.
I'm gonna put back up for the house anyway. So here, I'll put it up.
So it's a lot of cocaine. Yeah, it's based off a real story, ain't it?
It's based off a real story.
Yes, it is.
So if the story is real, I can reiterate it real quick while he's pulling the up. Cocaine, apparently, the shit was being flown back. It was already confiscated by whomever in the United States, and that shit fell off the plane.
Yeah,
the bear ate the shit. Felt like you know what? Cocaine infects mammals in a similar way. You know, with our differences between the mammals. Bear was like, fuck it, I'm finna eat all this shit. Motherfucker went on a rampage.
This shit real,
you
know,
cocaine make you go through different stages. I mean, the real life
bear overdose died.
It is inspired by the infamous American black bear who ingested a duffel bag.
It was like 28.
I can't wait to see this.
Okay, wait.
Nigga, I mean,
Barry,
bro.
The actual story. Barry, no. In the actual story, the bear died, overdosed and died. In the movie, he started killing niggas.
He's whooping shit out.
Hey, hold on, nigga. Hey, you niggas want to go?
I don't think it's a black guy. Fuck yeah.
He got it.
Hey, no. Hold on. Is niggas trying to see the Santa Claus movie, though?
Oh, that too. Which one?
Violent Santa? Violent, yeah. I'm not opposed.
I'm still got to catch up on Black Panther 2.
You lacking? Oh, we ain't sparing you, bro. You gonna get all this shit.
The fact that I seen the movie before this nigga, let's go!
Don't say shit about Avatar. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
I didn't know. I was
a little upset about that.
Is Violent Night?
The cocaine
bear?
Hey, did y'all see the trailer for the new Transformers 2?
No.
Hey, Beast Wars is back, nigga!
Y'all niggas don't know about Beast Machines, boy.
Yeah, hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was over here when niggas was out here with Cheetor, Rat Trap, niggas.
Dog. I ain't heard that shit since I was a kid. Cheetor?
Yes.
Nigga, Optimus Prime.
My nigga.
That was the best transformation that he had, I think.
I ain't heard that shit in years.
Hey, bro, then to find out they was two completely different niggas. Optimus Prime wasn't Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime was his... Grandpa.
Hey, y'all be knowing the backstory to stuff.
I used to
be
watching it. We was kids, bro.
Y'all watch cartoons?
I was like, cartoons, bro.
I didn't have
a childhood like that. Hey, when niggas try to turn into a fucking T-Rex, nigga, I said, oh, this is hard, nigga.
I was playing music and sports.
They have, like, Trap and all that. I saw Cheetor. I saw the Falcon motherfucker. In this moment. And Rhino.
Yeah.
So as long as they got the core Beast Machines in that motherfucker, but I need some Predacons.
Y'all need some Predacons.
If we get some Predacons in there.
Hey, give me a Dinobot.
If you give me Dinobots.
Well, so I'm gonna tell you this, nigga. The only thing I know about Transformers is Shia LaBeouf.
That Transformers. That's Transformers.
Although he did his shit.
Shia LaBeouf did his shit in the first two.
That's what I'm saying. The first two. That's all I'm talking about, bro.
Shout out to Tyrese.
Hey, Tyrese had the greatest cemetery come up of all time.
Get out
of
here, nigga.
Ooh. On Miami playing right now. So if y'all hear Varo going crazy,
you niggas hear about Frontier and the annual pass?
Yes,
it's already over though. That window opened and closed.
Oh, they said, yeah, no more people.
That window opened and closed. People saw the deal that it was. Oh,
bro, I think you're lying. I know that, but I think it's still open.
It was a limited amount. If they did open it up, I'm pretty sure it was a time frame.
Nigga, I would have paid that.
What?
I would have paid that.
That's when I need to travel.
It's like a job.
It's like a golf
membership.
Yeah.
Or shit like that.
I would
have still have to
that.
Pay for the tickets, but they're gonna be way cheaper type shit.
I would have paid for that.
That's basically, you fronted the plug. You fronted the plug.
That's light.
That's light work.
That's light.
Frontier been decent to me.
Bro, you know what's funny? I had a thought. The seats are just really uncomfortable.
The seats are very uncomfortable.
Very.
That's bro, can I?
And you got. And you
I'm raising my hand.
Shit.
I'm raising my hand. I'm raising my hand. Bro, I've never had a bad experience on Frontier in Spirit.
I'm about to turn.
So you've never gotten a bad seat to where you're getting a single seat side.
Nigga.
Ronnie, I don't even believe that.
I gotta fly with Ronnie, apparently.
I gotta
fly with you, apparently.
Hey, bro.
Yo.
I don't know if that's question. The flight that I got the last time I flew on Spirit, nigga, I got an emergency seat.
Now, hey, hold up.
You gotta fly with this nigga. I was like, this boy, I was... Huh? No.
Bro, they're fucking
this. I'm in the middle seat, bro. Like this.
Listen, I got a question.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Who got the finest flight attendants?
Let me ask this girl where she work at real quick.
Delta. I say
it might be Delta.
I say it's a tie between Delta and American.
American local.
Delta and American is tied, bro. Delta and American.
But Delta got bad black bitches. That's the thing.
I'm talking about it.
I ain't never seen no black bitches in America.
So I see low key. What do low key?
I mean, 2 + 2 make me
Spirit, Spirit is close.
All the fresh BBLs work at Spirit so they can go to get their flight attendant miles up so they start working a better flight.
Bro.
Bro, I think it's a tie between Delta and American. No cap.
No, I'm saying you gonna like send them this way.
Hey, nigga, after the pod,
he said it was muted.
He turned it back on. That's why I said
turn back on.
Did y'all hear about the new Netflix feature where you can kick your ex off of your account?
I ain't got my ex on my account, so it don't matter.
At all,
I use somebody else Netflix.
Hey, please prove me wrong and show that you got any of my information.
This honestly, bro,
boy, be finna eat.
Honestly, bro, I ain't never really pulling up to a girl house for real because I never know what I'm gonna get. When I'm not gonna be
walking into Netflix at a bitch
house. I'm never gonna be the next nigga caught lacking. Ain't nobody gonna show up while I'm here, and ain't nobody gonna take advantage of the shit while I'm gone.
Cause she not about to have another nigga. Up in
this nigga walking out on the way out.
I ain't gonna hold you. I need HBO Max to get that.
What I would do is I would.
I'm not gonna lie, I still use it. I'm gonna give you Tito. Like, I'm
real. Like, I don't know me, nigga. But I'm just saying, your shit.
Shout outs to my exes who still let me use this shit, though. Hey, because a couple say, hey, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, man.
I need HBO Max. I need Peacock. I need Hulu.
Hook up to your Wi-Fi.
Ooh, y'all got Peacock?
Yeah, I need somebody that got Peacock.
$5. I need to steal y'all stuff.
$5,
bro, I need to see y'all stuff. I'm broke. I can't eat.
Me Nigga, you have a...
You got the power to...
You have a wife, a child, a brand new crib.
I'm broke. Hey, shout out
Ronnie
to
Ronnie got money.
Shout out to her. Kept that ESPN going for a minute.
Hey bro. We gonna get into music a little bit. Did y'all hear the SZA album?
I've been listening to it.
I've been waiting so long for that album like we all have, but hey.
Next week.
Yeah, like before, I was like when Control came out, I had to get on it.
Control.
Now, the fact that motherfuckers...
Control is fire. Hey, Var, you got a lighter, bro?
90s?
No.
Pop?
Or the side beats.
I might guess.
It's been that.
It's right, but when I was listening to Control, I was just listening to it because it was good music. Now that it has been pointed out that this music is specifically, I'm listening to it now with that ear. And now my girl is listening to it. I'm like, bitch.
She be having that shit blasting in the house?
Yeah,
Airpods too,
so
that's bitch.
So I mean, I love SZA. I love
shout out to being single.
I'm taking my time with this album.
I was just gonna say, like, my only qualm with it.
Qualm.
Yeah.
I got a couple.
You always try
is,
to
use, brother, you know my words.
Vocabulary words every week.
Brother, you try to make it. Hey, that's me.
I got a couple.
But here my only qualm with it is, why would she give us that snippet of t-shirt or shirt that so far fire. In advance? I was listening to that shit for so long, and it's like, yo, when is the rest coming out? I mean, I'm glad I got the rest, but now it's a fire song.
That shit is
can
fire.
I tell you something?
But the snippet came out so long ago. No, so I just had that shit on repeat.
Can I tell you? The anticipation makes the heart grows like.
It depends on the circumstance.
Nigga, don't blue balls me with the music.
No, it's not
that demo. I just should be for real.
Because me being in the music industry, like I'm not saying that y'all not, but
then again,
like,
she is on
I understand
TV.
It's stuff that happens in the background. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I put out 2 singles 2 years ago with my choir. And we were supposed to release it in that January. We still haven't released it because of technical difficulties with like distribution.
To get on there and say, praise Jesus.
I was gonna say, do y'all be cursing? Because I got these ad libs on.
No, we don't cuss.
Praise Jesus.
I may not be able to help you then.
Torn gonna be in that bit. Yes.
I have one.
Yeah, praise Jesus.
I have one.
Being there like this with the communion.
I have one major problem with this album.
Lay it on.
Her. She made a bar. She said, I fucked him because I missed you.
That's some toxic ass shit.
Can I bring up something
that's
that we spoke
toxic
about?
Ass shit.
Yo, I'm gonna put this out here. I don't know if y'all noticed, but women are calling us bitches. We're not. They're calling us their bitches,
bro. Women, when women say where the hoes at, they talking about us now.
No, but they're not calling. Yeah, so they, like I was speaking to
hoes.
They be like, those are my bitches, and I was like,
you understand that niggas are the hoes now? Like we are. The
no, wholeheartedly, I get that part, but I didn't know that they were referring to us as their bitches.
Hey,
they been flooding us out.
Hey, yo, I ain't never heard no girl refer to me as her bitch.
They don't do it in front of us though. I just called on to somebody, and apparently. My older sister told me, because I caught her talking about one of her dudes. She said, yeah, that's my bitch. I said, excuse me? Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all calling us y'all bitches?
I was about to say, you was in some group chats? Because I remember.
Hey, listen.
Personal reference.
As long as I don't hear it, it don't count.
Don't call me no bitch.
What am I going to do if I don't know about it?
But also, I mean, I can't be mad at it. It's the game.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, if y'all want to say whatever y'all want to say, do it when I'm not paying attention. Don't do it and tell me.
All I can say is the game, because everybody playing their own shit, so I really can't be too mad at nothing.
Hey, man, listen, bro. It is what it is. You got to live with it and go on.
Hey.
I don't even like calling women bitches, so for them to call us bitches is kind of crazy.
Sure.
But
sure. Bitch is an ambiguous term.
Literally.
Right.
But the game is the game. Just because you don't call them bitches don't mean you know.
Oh, shit. All right, I got some random questions for you niggas.
Let them fly.
All right, let them fly, bros.
What would you do if you got hit with a glizzy?
A Glock?
In the face.
I'm bullet.
No, I'm talking about a hot dog.
Bro, you get...
Mari, what the fuck? What situation?
Oh, pass interference.
Yeah, on fucking you. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Flag on the play.
We're on Darklit and shit, and this nigga talking about niggas getting hit in the face with dicks. Nigga, I said a Glock.
That nigga said a glizzy, bro.
Yeah, I said a Glock. You said a dick.
I was talking about hot dogs, but
that's not even in between the two.
Yeah,
we got real with the fuck in.
happens if
this nigga said no. He's talking about when he got hit with a dick. He's like, no, man, a hot dog.
What happens if you get hit in the face with a dick?
I'm not even gonna entertain that hypothetical because I wouldn't facilitate any situation for that to happen.
I'm gonna be in jail. I don't know where.
You know, I'll answer your question. I'll entertain the hypothetical. Hey. I get hit in the face with a dick. Somebody gets getting hit in the face with the other glizzy. That Glock coming out. I'm gonna let that motherfucker bark all till it ain't got your loot. Smiling the mugshot, y'all. See,
I'm gonna do some unspeakable shit. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm gonna do some real unspeakable shit.
Hey, and it ain't gonna be quick. I'm gonna shoot you. It ain't gonna be quick.
Just know it ain't gonna be good, whatever happens. Like,
and I'm gonna smile. Oh, yeah, you just gave me the. All right, this is gonna hurt you a whole lot more than it's gonna hurt me.
Unless my brothers is playing around, bro, don't do that. My brothers do crazy stuff like that, bro.
No, you don't get to raise an eyebrow now.
Why the fuck did you go to my brother Ridge?
My brother.
I blame the white boys.
On what? Yeah.
On that shit.
Bro, my brothers do it. My brothers are crazy. It has nothing to do with Shadow Ridge. My brothers went to Centennial.
Kyle.
Bro, come on now. I grew up with niggas putting like splashing your face with toilet water when you were asleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, putting hot sauce in your mouth while you sleep.
Oh, offer it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they put a whole bunch of seasoning. They put a whole bunch of seasoning in
buffalo,
the cup,
my boy.
And mix that stuff together and then throw it in your face while you sleep.
We saw that. Nah, we saw that.
Bro, you moved out here? You finna get all the hoes just because your accent.
He been out here for a little bit now.
Bro, he get all the girls.
I've been on the podcast
before. I'm saying like he get
maybe
all
the 3-4 years now.
Boy, he get all of it. He be like, "Where you from? I'm from out." All
right, I got another question for you niggas with beards.
Be three
George. For you niggas with beards. Hey.
Yeah, 2023.
All right, question. Hey.
Yo, let me take mine off.
Would you sacrifice your beard
answer the question.
For a hairline?
Transparency.
Hold on. Say it again. No.
Would you sacrifice your beard for your hairline?
I'm keeping the beard.
Nope. I'll take the beard.
I'm keeping the beard.
Nope. Full transparency.
Nigga, I've been okay with being bald.
I'm balding it out. No, my shit just about to go honey blonde because like my pops like at a certain age.
I'm not gonna lie though, you gonna have a mega mind head though.
God damn.
Don't trap me in a boat with you, nigga. I'm buying my shit next year. This coming summer.
Wait,
shit.
You about to buy a hairline?
Fuck yeah, nigga.
No, don't do that. Just no. Let it go. You got a full beard.
Are you going? To, hey, hold on. Are you going? Tory Lanez? Are you going? LeBron?
No, Rory.
You said what?
Rory. You going Tory Lanez or LeBron?
Going mega mind.
I couldn't reference between the two because they're both kind of trash. No. But I know that there's one in San Diego and there's also one in Turkey.
No, he got
to go to the one in
he
Turkey mega mind. Because Turkey is dope.
You bald too, right?
Yeah.
So tell him he got a full fucking beard.
Bro, I'm going to say this.
Bro, the nigga know.
I'm going to say this.
The nigga know his head shape, bro. That's he understands. Saying.
I know this.
I'm playing my game.
Girls love. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Girl.
Like, bro, you got to know your head shape, bro.
The women love bald hair. I don't think
my head
is stupid,
but I prefer my head with hair because I've seen it.
Shout out to the waves, my nigga. Shout out to the waves, my nigga.
If I can have a goatee, I'll grow my hair back. Because I was fresh as now. I had my dreads and a goatee. If I have to have a bare face, I'm keeping a bald head, bro.
He said bare face.
Bare face. I got to keep it. Oh, yeah, no. Beard.
Nah, yeah, beard.
Beard all
day. I done took the low drugs. Trash.
Bro, nobody cares. Nobody.
Trash.
I ain't gonna lie. Nobody.
You niggas with partial facial hair look like y'all beat bitches.
No, check this out.
Niggas with partial facial hair look like they beat bitches. I'm just calling
the
space.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
Hey, the game is the game. I don't make the rules. So I'm sorry to break this.
You're abusive, bros.
You the fuck I'm not.
You're abusive.
I've never put my hand.
You got aggressive when he said it.
You're abusive.
He got aggressive when he said it, bro. You see how he sat up? He got mad. I'm sorry to break it to you. I didn't make this up.
I said that to you, not to women.
Hey, so Twan, who more violent? Who more violent towards women? Short niggas or niggas with patchy beards?
Short niggas.
Short niggas ain't scared of a DV. That ain't shit to them. I'm gonna be real.
I mean, we see it in the fucking court case right now.
Short nigga gonna get with you.
Tory going wild.
You get that stepladder and swing on your wig.
This nigga Tory be punching on women, punching on men, punching on August Alsina.
I just opened up Twitter, bro.
Close it.
Niggas open on Twitter.
No, that's the team.
Why are you being
follow you on Twitter? Hey, did you know dykes get head when they drive?
I just saw that. That's not really a realm of my life. So, I mean, you know, all the more power to whomever that serves.
I mean, I remember Remy doing getting head while she drives.
That was a thing.
I just don't understand, like...
That's why you don't trust niggas with individuals. I do, but I'm good. I appreciate it. Remember, do you want...
No, you don't need no more drinks after that comment.
Because I said niggas with individuals?
You don't need. You don't need that. No.
Niggas have individuals.
Niggas have individuals. Bro... I don't know as a feel. I feel like a nigga. I feel like the nigga who's
only eating. Nigga I know individual is Kawhi.
I feel like the nigga who's eating pussy. I would feel very distraught if the girl who I'm eating out is able to continue driving a completely normal and safe drive.
Yeah, you got a question
all the way home.
Huh? Did you didn't orgasm all them fucking nerve endings down there? Mm-hmm. We didn't crash. Either that or you fucking
talking about like little single braids.
Hey Bart, how you turn this off? What's on this wall? Like,
if you don't, I didn't even look. Like, if she just driving straight. Niggas ain't look. Niggas say, hey, yo, how you turn this off?
No, I'm quick. Give me the instructions before I even get there. I'm going to figure it out after. I want my contacts. It's like reading them instructions before you turn this shit off.
Nigga, no, you sound just like Quick, because when this nigga Quick was at this nigga's bar. When this nigga Quick was at Barry House talking about, nigga, just tell me how to shoot shit.
Hey, give me, come on, read. Before, like, if I'm going to go to a news article, I'm going to read before I watch the video, because I need the full context before somebody gives me some, like, some bullshit.
So when you open up a thing to build something, you look at the instructions, huh?
Generally not, because I'm more intuitive than that, but, like, certain shit where, like, it can be played or spun a certain way, I'm going to go ahead and try and get the context ahead of time.
I'm going to have a toxic moment of the pod.
Oh, snap. It's always you.
Of course it is. You know your new nigga can't choke you like I do. Go ahead, come back home.
First of all, I've been able to pump a ball since before I was 5 years old, so don't even act. I can get it whenever I want if I want to come back.
What just happened? What just happened? Hey, Twan told that nigga the lie and your bitch is silent.
The game is the game. If we call it a spade a spade.
What is going on?
The why in your bitch is silence.
I ain't even see it.
That is our bitch. Talk your no shit to her.
She for the streets.
That's wild.
Unfortunately, hey, I'm retired from the side nigga game, but hey, y'all better be on your fucking toes because y'all be put. I'll say this as a piece of advice because I always want to forward and help my other people. Hey, look. I better stop pushing y'all women into other dudes' arms.
Hello?
You be doing that. We got some spare time for that shit.
Talk about it.
What
you won't do, then help me what I won't do for your girlfriend, nigga.
All it takes is some flowers and a fat tooth.
I love her. She my girlfriend now.
Get it back in blood, nigga.
I might not give her back.
I might not.
Actually, I'm not giving her back.
Just off the strip.
I'm retired, so I ain't gonna do it, but... Back in my day. Hey, look.
Nigga, we be at Target on Sunday. She ain't coming back.
Really? We in the candle section.
You say Target?
Target. I'm in the homeless section. Wait, she's standing on a cart. I'm behind her.
Nigga, I'm at Home Goods stores buying fucking comforters.
We had the container store, my nigga. Fuck you talking about?
They Pier 1 imports, my nigga.
Hobby Lobby, what fuck you talking about? Hobby Lobby, nigga.
A rich friend, bro. I just told you. No, you're a rich friend.
You are a rich friend, bro. Hey, you niggas.
I'll let Toxic Twin out there.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's okay.
Keep him out.
I'm living back here.
Keep him out. You. Get out. Hey, do vegan women swallow?
Yes.
Yes. If you have a healthy diet.
That technically don't make a vegan, though. I just told this girl the other day. She said, I'm vegan. I'm like, no, you like meat. I said, you like meat.
Fight back, nigga. Fight back,
Malik. I told this girl, she said, I'm vegan. I said, we know you eat meat. You like meat, for sure, for sure. Was that rude? Can I say that as a married man?
What? You can say whatever.
If you don't, you can say something to me and I'll say that shit.
So hold on. So, you know, in the act of being vegan, you don't consume any meat, animal byproducts and such and whatnot.
So that's being a true vegan? I am an animal.
Hey, so that means if you nut in a girl.
Oh, demon. What are you talking about?
If you nut in a girl, does that, she's still consuming that because her body is taking it.
She's consuming meat.
So she can't get pregnant?
Apparently not.
It'd be against her diet.
Damn near. I mean, damn near by what you really would consider veganism. Shit, you damn near got to be celibate for real. Unless you do it yourself.
I don't consider most people true vegans, though, because they only do that shit diet-wise. But being vegan means, like y'all said, not to consume animal products. And that shit's in almost everything. And people don't be checking
clothes, it. It's in everything. You can only get so many vegan products.
Exactly. Especially outside of the food and healthcare market. What you about to do about clothes and home goods and shit like that? Right. You're not checking those products everywhere. To see what... Candles and shit. Yeah, exactly.
It's everywhere. They don't...
I don't mind the vegan community making food look not vegan, but all I'm saying is y'all still eat, like, y'all care about the animals so much.
Bro, I just saw some fucking mushroom chicken wings, and that shit just pissed me
on a fucking wooden stick.
Have y'all seen cauliflower wings?
Why you even gotta fake like it's real meat, bro? Just go ahead and eat your shit. I would be more open
to it. This is no vegetables. You wanna fucking eat like it's meat, nigga? No.
Yes. Like, you ain't got it. You're telling me it's cauliflower wings?
Yep.
What wing grows on a tree, nigga?
I refuse to eat them.
If you stop bullshitting,
I refuse to eat cauliflower. I would be more open to it. I refuse.
Oh, you could call it Buffalo cauliflower, and I would be more open to it. I refuse. Tell me that it's wings.
I refuse.
Damn, bro. Here's my vegan beef burger. What the fuck is vegan beef, nigga? Just say it's a fucking veggie burger.
It's impossible meat. It's not. There's not an impossible animal, so I'm not eating impossible. Me, tell me it's a fucking bean patty and I might fuck with it. But now that you done lied to me,
a fucking tofu,
knock all this shit over because you want to be a fucking dickhead and lie and nobody gets to eat.
No, niggas talking about ground beef. This not ground beef, niggas ground walnut. It's okay.
Tell me that.
Ground walnut.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Tell me that though. That's all I'm saying.
Like, bro, like, you ain't got a sugarcoat shit.
Call a spade a spade.
So do y'all think something is 3D printed though?
The meat? More than likely.
Probably.
I mean, but honestly, can we complain with shit? At this point, babies are being born with microplastics in them.
Bro, Lordy, have mercy. I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah, the microplastics?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Babies are being born with microplastics.
Nope. Talk about after pot. After pot. Nope. After the pot.
My bad.
Nope.
My bad.
No, sirree. No cancel culture here. Nope.
You can't cancel plastic.
Hey, ladies. Hey, why you keep asking about that girl when you know why you here? Like, why you keep asking about her?
Play your part. Men, women, play your part. Take your turn. Move on.
It's 2023 now. Like, you know what's going on.
Don't nothing make the dick soft, the coochie hard, like talking about the other motherfuckers. Don't do that.
Hey, honestly, man, unless that's your established conversation, that's your established peace with that person, don't ask nothing that you don't show you want the answer to.
Damn,
play your motherfucking part.
Damn, Joe, you ain't said nothing in a minute. And that was some stuff.
Nigga, I mean, honestly, I kind of been saying shit. Twan just been talking his head off for real, so...
I apologize for that. I had to get it out. I apologize.
I had to get some toxic shit off this pot, but don't worry about it. Sorry, y'all. We like...
Hey, man, listen, man. Hey, somebody had to dominate the conversation. I've been over here smoking and high and shit.
Yeah, I'm making it a little easy on you for the editing. You can leave it on.
Hey, what grinds you niggas' gears this week?
Are we done?
Yeah, we done.
Oh, shit.
We an hour and a half. Maybe no more.
Honestly, what grinds my gears, man?
Niggas, again, I think I said it before, niggas playing me at a four-way stop like they got there before me, because now I got to drive by slow. Look at you, because you a bitch. And you acting like you got there before me. I got to drive by and then look at you like, nigga, you know better. Come on.
Why are you punking niggas while driving?
Because why are you trying to hold me like you got here first?
You don't get out and fight them niggas.
I'm 10 toes about it.
Honestly, bruh. I'm gonna pick a better reason to go to jail.
Fuck this movie.
Damn, nigga, you okay? Yeah, that's a.
I really am okay off of slave movies, dog.
Yeah, I don't want our history.
And
to
don't
be
get me wrong, people talking about how powerful it is and all this slave. And they said Will Smith did this slavery as a choice shit. Cool, whatever, bro. I'm all right, dog.
Bro, I did not watch 12 Years a Slave. I'm definitely not watching that.
I don't like the way.
Nigga, I was forced to watch 12 Years a Clipper.
Like, the way our history is being documented. First of all, I need... No.
I fucking hate you, bro.
What'd he say?
I said I was forced to watch 12 Years of Clipper.
Ronnie, what grind your gears this week?
Niggas like him. Me and Drone grind my gears right now.
No.
people that think they better than what they are, man. Like,
I see that a lot. Hey, man, listen, man. Don't you tell them niggas not to go ahead and feel like they can't live up to their growth and their best potential.
That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you're never too
good. When they project it to somebody
else. No, talking about, I'm saying you're never too good to learn more. Like, it's nothing in this life that you can know.
Stay humble, niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can always get better at something. Don't just think you know it all. Because as soon as you get to think you know it all, that's when you're done growing. Like, you never get better after that. Like, you just stay stuck. You stay inconsistent. But the more you learn, the more you know. Like, I got to, and I hate people that don't want to share the information that they got. Like, whatever I know, I might not be the best basketball player. I'm not the best coach. I'm not the best musician. I'm not the best, you know, all of this stuff. But what I know, I'm going to show somebody else so they can be better than me. That way, I'm always have enough to be able to receive, you know what I'm saying, to be able to grow myself. Whatever I learn, I'm going to teach them too. So I'm always learning. And you're always getting better. And I'm always getting better at the same time. But niggas, they just think they got it all. I'm sorry, because I was going to go in.
No, you good.
I hate that. Like, when you think you know it all and you don't know nothing.
This,
like,
doesn't apply to the whites. Whatever he's saying, it doesn't apply to the white.
It applies to everybody.
No, I'm gatekeeping from them.
It applies to everybody. Like, you don't know it all. I don't
want them to know how to use Tony Saturation.
You need to get better because you're not as good as you think you are. You, first of all, suck. Sorry, let me chill out. I'm sorry.
I'm gatekeeping from the whites, bro.
I might have a contact.
Okay. Well, I got a question. This is for Ask the Pod real quick.
Nigga, we already started grinding your gears. Now you want to talk about asking the pod?
Bro, I talk about it separately. My bad.
I don't see how that's
the verb usage, man.
Nigga, no, bro.
Grinding your gears.
Would you rather play any instrument or speak
what do you
any
call
language?
A gear, nigga?
A play language. Any instrument.
Unfortunately, a language. People will sexualize
language?
Even
a language. What, nigga? I can speak any language, nigga. That, no, bro.
What'd you say, language or?
Play any instrument.
Would you rather be able to play any instrument or be able to learn and speak any language?
Any language. The world is open to you.
I might do an instrument. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's not
I'm gonna do an instrument.
Let me no, don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong.
Okay.
Hey,
China going to fucking Spain.
Let me float, because I see where you at. Let me float. I got
I let me open answer first.
Let me do
it. Know. Listen, nigga. Everybody knows money.
You laid up with your girl.
Music.
Girl.
Music.
Nigga.
Get home for me. Get home. I'm going to the end zone.
Shit.
I wish y'all could see. All
right, for you listeners, the fucking Miami.
There's a flag
on the play.
Nigga gonna cry.
Explain though. This nigga gonna cry.
Because that was, yeah. Then we are watching the Miami versus the Buffalo game right now.
But where's the flag at though?
Oh shit! This nigga just went ham.
Oh, horse collar.
Oh, that's At the one.
I know my football, nigga. I seen that shit. Look at that nigga.
First and goal at the one.
They about to score, bro.
Hey, I do see the middle ground.
They got to score. Bro, if they don't score, they suck.
I see the middle ground because music is universal.
Music is universal. That's why I said
I see the middle ground, but me personally, I'm going to go with the language because there's more than universe to a culture or a different society. And if I can speak
I'm pulling.
Hey, yo, you pulling up, bro.
Music is never going nowhere.
I was just going to ask Malik because y'all
never
said,
going
they
nowhere.
Said you learned like 10 words of Spanish or something like that. I was going to ask him for his input. The love I personally received from the Spanish community or the Hispanic community, the love I get from them for knowing Spanish is different. So,
hey, bro, being able to go ahead and speak Spanish, French, Korean, Japanese, Thai, Tibet, all that shit in the same fucking.
Went a whole podcast and he brought it up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What you talking about? That is way more important.
I got another one.
Anyway, you ain't got no music in a while.
Which fictional character do you want to beat the shit out of?
All of them.
Mine is Ernesto de la Cruz.
Who is that?
From what? The fuck is that? Which novella you been watching?
Coco.
Melon? Nigga?
No. The movie Coco.
I feel like I may have missed it.
Fuck that nigga, bruh. Yeah, fuck that nigga, bruh.
Fictional character.
you want to beat the shit out of him?
Give me 1 second, because it's a couple.
I'm going to keep it G. I'm going to whoop the shit out that nigga that made his girl drive on that Tyler Perry movie, because she is too big for the seat.
Yeah,
you gotta run me one, cuz, cause you know what she was on. You knew what she was on.
But I said it, nigga. But I said it. But I said it, nigga. But I said it, and you can line up after that, nigga.
You already know what I'm on, Twan. So
I will love and hip hop your ass right now.
Do what you gotta do.
But no, he ain't have to do her like that. And then had your side bitch on the plane. Nah, bro, cause I ain't with the toxic shit. You ain't even have to do old girl like that. So he got to go ahead and get up off that plane and see me.
You got one, girl?
Damn, I don't know. I do want to. First, I got to think about which fictional character I can actually beat the shit out of. Because saying you can beat the shit out of a fictional character is different than actually being able to beat the shit out of Naruto. Yeah, like you actually got to be able to stand 10 toes with that nigga.
Like, do I get power? That's why I'm a normal human being.
I was like, hey, if niggas would be like, nigga, I would have beat the shit out of. Nigga, beat the shit out of who, nigga? First of all, you got to really think about who you going to run up on. Let's really talk about that.
Right now. Like, let's just be real.
Like, all this nigga powers and ability versus what you can do right now. Hold on. Let's
probably the black nigga. A couple people.
Actually, no, I want to get. Yeah. I still want to fight the nigga from, what's that shit?
Light skinned nigga with the green eyes. Michael Ealy?
Yeah. Why? He gets babies out of the window and, I understand. I'm not mad. I understand.
The only reason Peaky get a pass is because
honestly, bring Chris Brown character out the yard just because we watched, as everybody watched that fucking movie with Chris Brown. And then
everybody went to the movies because Chris was in the fucking
movie. And he died over
that long.
Like, yeah, no. Oh,
bro, I was crying. I was like,
I want to say that nigga. I'm
like, man. Wait, that's all say boyfriend in real life. We in high school, bro.
We was in middle school.
I'll never forget, bro, going to high school. Did that movie came out, all the girls like, I want to see Chris Brown. We went to the movie with
and they
no, we was freshmen. What's that movie with the nigga from Get Out? That
Daniel Kaluuya?
Huh?
Daniel Kaluuya?
Yeah, but he was in that other movie with that one black girl when they killed the cop and it went across the country.
Oh, wow. Slimming.
Yeah, I want to fight that nigga that
Quinn is white dude from the Matrix. Since the Matrix ain't real, he had to square that up in real life. No, nigga,
agent?
The villain.
The agent?
Yeah,
the agent.
But you got to fight that nigga in the Matrix.
Ah, damn. Oh, yeah. Do I get Neo powers?
No.
Do I get my powers?
Sure.
What if he's in the Matrix?
Yeah, you get your powers in the Matrix, whatever that is.
So I'm going to shoot him the fuck up. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
That nigga's gone.
He gonna dodge all the bitches.
I think I really want to, like, y'all gonna laugh at me, but I really want to punt Angelica.
From Rugrats?
Yeah, that's
valid.
I really want to punt.
That's valid.
I really want to punt her, bro.
Like, touchdown.
Oh, God, she was low-key racist.
He dropped it. Oh, that's a great goal line stop.
Oh, my God. Tyreek Hill.
This nigga got the lighter press to his head.
Oh, matter of fact, you know what?
Hey, real quick.
Hey, you know what my grandma ears is? Hey, this nigga Rudolph is really Naruto, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Because, you know, that nigga was getting bullied. That nigga was getting bullied by the other reindeer the same way Naruto was getting bullied by the whole village, bro. And guess who they needed to say today? Fucking Rudolph. It's fucking Naruto.
Fucking
no, what'd you say about Santa, though?
Because Santa's the third Hokage for real.
That one makes more sense. I can get behind that.
Santa knew that nigga was going through some bullshit, and Santa let Rudolph go through that, bro. That's some whole ass shit, bro.
Oh, God. How you know who's naughty and who's nice, but you don't know your reindeer over there get punking on one nigga?
He got too many other kids to watch about.
Nigga, Santa don't do shit for 365 until this one day.
365.
That nigga got the best work schedule ever. If we're going on an American work schedule, like an American year, 365 days, then they get
who cares? We'll talk about this one leap year, nigga. Fuck you.
No. Damn. In 2 years. It's next year, right?
Hey,
no,
in 2024. Had a leap year would have dropped next year, bro. I'd be like, yeah, see, nigga, the timing of that. Nigga, Santa not doing shit, bro. Santa got a whole bunch of elves, nigga. Santa got fucking.
What about technology?
They
have all the latest technology.
Yes, bro.
Santa better than Amazon. Freaking out.
Yeah, bro. Hey, Santa really Santa don't need technology. Santa been watching your shit through, like, whatever mirror in your house.
That means Santa got me fucked up. Because why are you have access to anything in my house? And you're
Santa
not
better than FBI.
First of all,
hey, nigga.
I ain't even got a chimney, my nigga. Exactly. So how you was in here?
Hey, nigga, them elves be making shit happen.
Oh, no, I got an alarm. When my shit go off and I ain't...
Santa is magic,
I got,
nigga.
Hey, I got some magic for his ass.
Santa like Ant-Man, my nigga. He just go right through the hole.
That nigga ain't dropped off nothing but bills, so he better not bring his ass around.
Hey, yo. Hey, why don't Santa fuck with adults?
Right. Well, I did that whole ass nigga.
We ain't did nothing to Santa but grow up.
Because we forgot how to fucking imagine this shit.
Nigga, I imagine shit every day.
My motherfucking envy energy. I'm sorry, I got distracted by envy energy.
Hey,
that's why Santa don't fuck with us because we know.
I imagine my bills going away every day, nigga. My imagination goes crazy.
What the fuck are you talking about? If that's what it takes, right after this Christmas, 364 days, the intent until the next one. I'll be a good person and I'll write it down for Santa. Yep.
Take my bills away, Santa. Yeah, I'll be a great person for a year. Hey, fuck out of here.
Hey, you niggas got any shout outs before we get up out of here?
Hey, shout out to Jasmine, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, baby girl.
I went to high school with her.
I went to college with her. So she was a very, very sweet person.
Shout out to Ronaldo. I went to his funeral today.
Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to all my people, man. I love y'all for real, for real. Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Nick. Okay. We still fuck with you, my nigga.
Yes, sir. My cousin. It was his birthday, wasn't it?
Recently. Yeah,
happy belated birthday, fam.
I don't think if I got any specific ones. Definitely shout outs to Hydro. He's made some improvements. So
he's so funny.
Hey, but my boy is himself 10 toes, no matter where he at, who he around. So he's done some positive things for some.
He definitely hates women. No, he does not hate women.
He got a nice little list too. I ain't gonna hold you.
It's gotten better.
He got a nice little list.
It was trash.
He got a nice little list.
Hey, but either way, he is hilarious. Funny, either way, so shout out to Hydro.
He has a nice little list. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Oh shit, the list you're talking about is different than what I'm talking about. You're wilding.
A list of bodies he got. Hey, I'm not gonna lie to you. Hey man, I like Hydro as a person.
I'm out.
Bro. I do like Hydro.
Hey, hold on.
Look at y'all black aces. I'm all at y'all.
I just want to get some break in the system. Hydro cool as fuck.
I just want to get some
I'm not going to lie to you, though. But I got to judge everyone who gave Hydro some pictures.
I'm out of here. I knew it was going to be bad. I'm out of here. All
right, so let's cut it off.
I love y'all. I'm going to see my wife.
I'll say this to Hydro. Of course. I'll say this to Hydro.
Because 9 times out of 10, it's fuck Hydro.
Because Hydro going to laugh with it, and Hydro going to be like, damn, nigga, that's how you feel. Hydro, I love you dearly. Yes.
You know what? We up out of here. Nope. A lot of places. See y'all next week.
Whole lot of gangs.
Jump it in your jaw, right? Whole lot of black. Now, your shit is all right. Popping out like smoke. Chopping off your hoe. Chop it up like that. Chop it up like that. I've been drinking all night. And I'm smoking all right. St. Louis to Shanghai. St. Louis, I know the whole world is a mad light, but put down your mask and just catch me. Hold up, put this up now. I got 20 chickens on the phone of my tongue. I wanna take you to the crib. I wanna hold you. Somebody tell her I'm a grown. Star, I ain't star. Diamond in a Tesla, electricity. Don't text her, let it fester. I don't stress her, I just stretch her. I'm a wrestler, Brady Lesnar. Any clever, call me Trevor with his